Chasing Debt. Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden says he's keeping a campaign promise on student loan relief with what he calls a targeted plan.
If you make under $125,000, you get $10,000 knocked off your student debt.
For families, the income limit is under $250,000, and lower income Pell Grant recipients can wipe out an additional $10,000 in debt.
All this means people can start finally crawl out from under that mountain of debt. To get on top of their rent and their utilities, to finally think about buying a home or starting a family or starting a business.
Republicans call the plan a poorly veiled effort to win midterm votes and unfair for other taxpayers footing the bill.
So under this scheme, you've got a single mom who'll pay off the debt for a computer scientist. You got a plumber who pay off the debt of a physician assistant.
Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady also questions whether it's legal. The president says he's using authority granted to the Education Department by Congress. The plan also extends a pandemic pause on loan payments a final time, the president says, through the end of this year. A deadly Independence Day attack in Ukraine on a railroad station.
At least 15 people have been killed. More than 50 are wounded. And train cars are currently engulfed in flames after this latest attack on a passenger car. There are also attacks taking place in the east, specifically targeting a shopping mall in the Donetsk region.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. Today also marks 6 months of war, Ukraine's president telling Russia to give back all of Ukraine, including Crimea. A mass shooting in Baltimore where the police chief suggests it may have been a targeted attack. 7 people shot, including one killed by 2 gunmen who got out of a vehicle and fired into a crowd at an intersection. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The trial begins for a former police officer charged with killing a woman while aiming at her dog. In Texas,
former Arlington officer Ravinder Singh is accused of criminally negligent homicide. He was responding to a call about a woman passed out in the grass in a residential area about 3 years ago. When he approached, a dog came running toward him. He opened fire, missing the dog, but a bullet hit the woman, Margarita Brooks, in the chest. All of this was caught on his body camera. Jurors have heard testimony from the paramedic who responded with Singh, Ashley Brandt.
I was doing rapid head-to-toe assessment of the patient, trying to determine where her injuries were and what interventions were required.
She said Singh looked horrified about what had happened. He faces up to 2 years in prison if convicted. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Federal regulators are asking Twitter to explain its user metrics amid complaints about bot accounts.
Filings reveal in a June letter, the Securities and Exchange Commission asked Twitter for more details on how it calculates that the number of fake or spam accounts on the site represent fewer than 5% of its user base. Twitter's lawyers responding, it already adequately discloses the methodology in its 2021 annual report. The SEC revealing in a July letter it had finished the review, saying in part, the company and its management are responsible for the accuracy and adequacy of their disclosures. Twitter's system for measuring monetizable daily active users is at the center of Elon Musk backing out of a deal to buy the platform for billions, arguing he was misled about the number of bot accounts.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Stocks finish higher. The Dow up about 60 points at the closing bell. Still not quite enough to get back over 33K, though. Meantime, oil with a late surge, topping $95 a barrel after being lower earlier in the session. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.